Edwina Foster, 4:30 p.m., May 15th.
Is that many? It'll take me a while, so
I might as well start. First, we're going to start off with some simple questions. Could you just state your full name and, like, spell it? Can you state your full name and just spell it for the tape recorder?
Edwina Foster, E-D-W-I-N-A, F-O-S-T-E-R.
What was your maiden name?
I'm an old maid.
Oh, okay, great.
Old maid. Really old.
What was your date of birth?
2/9/31.
That's great. Where were you born?
Actually, I was born in Portland, Maine. No, but I've lived here all my life in Auburn.
What time did you move to Auburn?
Oh, well.
When you were a baby?
Baby.
So, did you live in Auburn all your life? You never lived in Lewiston?
I've worked in Lewiston, but I didn't live in Auburn.
What was your mother's name?
Adelaide Merrill.
And your father?
She was in Gardner. She lived in Gardner.
What was your father's name?
Edmund O. Foster. E-D-M-U-N-D.
Were they also born in Maine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but their parents came from Canada. Mm-hmm. So actually, the name is Foster, but it should be Foughton.
Mm-hmm.
The grandparents come over the border, and they couldn't speak English, so they gave the name Foster. So all the children, she had about 11, I guess.
Your grandparents
and, had 11. They all had the name Foster. So I've got cousins Foughton, Fonia, and all that.
How do you spell Foughton? Is that F?
Huh?
How do you spell their original name?
F-O-R-T-I-N.
That's really interesting. Did they work in the mills, your parents?
No.
My
mother died when I was 9. Okay. She never worked. We lived out in the country, mm-hmm. Old Hotel Road. And my father was an electrician. And I guess he had to give it up when they got more technical. He was great with his hands,
yeah.
But when they started putting out books that you had to go by, I guess, retired more or less.
Why did your grandparents come to the States from Canada?
They were farmers, I think. Mm-hmm. They were farmers.
Do you have any siblings?
A sister, but she died a few years ago.
Oh, sorry. How many years younger or older is she?
She was 2 years older.
2 years older. And what was her name?
Helen Cheney. C-H-E-N-E-Y.
Did she work in the mills at all?
No. She was more or less, because she married and had 4 kids,
mm-hmm.
But she was more office person, telephone operator and receptionist, along that line.
How would you like describe your family life growing up with your sister and your dad?
She left home when I was 16, and she moved to Portland with my father. And we didn't see each other often. I used to go. She got married, moved to Massachusetts, Vermont. She was all over. She was a real gypsy. She was all over the place. But I would go and visit her different places.
That's great. And your
as a matter of fact, one of her kids just came down, and I hadn't seen her in 40, 50 years.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. They lived in Florida. Well, like they lived in Vermont, Massachusetts, and then Florida. The daughter moved back after my sister died. She moved back to Vermont.
And you said your dad moved to Portland as well?
Huh?
You said your father moved to Portland with your sister?
He lived in Portland, and my sister went there and lived with him. My mother died when I was That's where then we moved in here with my aunt.
Oh, okay. So you moved with your aunt when your dad moved to Portland.
Yes. But he died before my aunt died originally.
Did you have a close family?
Only my aunts and uncles have died, I believe. I might have probably got one left or not. I'm not sure. They all live out of town, so I think I may have one left. I don't know. We don't keep in touch. So.
How would you describe your cultural heritage or ethnic background? What are your ethnic background? French-Canadian?
French-English. And a smidgen of Indian.
In your household growing up when you were young, did you celebrate that at all, the Canadian background?
No, but they're good cooks. So my aunt was a good cook. My aunt was a good cook. I miss her cooking, but I'm not a cook.
Have you ever been married before?
No. A real woman.
So your sister got married though.
She got married. Well, see, I was 16. She must have been maybe around 18. She must have been around 18. And she got married.
Now we're going to talk more about the mills.
Yeah.
When did you begin working in the mills?
47. I was 16. And that was before they put a law in that you had to be 18 before you worked around machinery. Mm-hmm. So I just got in under the wire, so to speak. After that, you had to be 18 to run machinery.
In which mill did you work in?
Continental, Hill Mill, Bates Mill, and I even worked, when they closed, I even worked in the woolen mill for a while, for about a year, I guess. And after that, I went back to the mill because I got called back before it shut down. And then when they finally shut down, I was out a whole year. I was on my last unemployment check when I went up to Clover Manor, the nursing home, and I got a job there on my last unemployment check.
That's great.
And I was there 16 years.
Which mill did you like working in the best?
It's hard to say. Continental, I guess. Mm-hmm.
For any reasons?
Huh?
For any reasons why Continental was
better? It was clean. It was cleaner, I would say.
Good working conditions?
Yeah. Very dusty, the mills.
Mm. What jobs did you hold when you were working in the mill?
40 years I was a spinner.
Wow.
When I started to go down a little bit, I went on doffing, which I barely wasn't too good at. And then, like I said, when the room was finished, I went down into the finishing room. I should say I went to the weave room first. I was a battery hand for a year. And from the weave room, I went to the finishing room. That, when I went down, I went as a inspector, mm-hmm. Folder, I think a folder would be. We folded the bedspreads after they were done. Now you've got twin, double, queen, and king. And each fold is different. And you have to remember that. I flunked. Because that's piecework. You do not go slow on that.
No.
A partner expects you to move. And I could not get in my head which fold was which. So from there I went to a cutting table in the same room, but it's different. In other words, when the cloth come out of the weave room, they had to be folded, put on a table. Mm-hmm. And I did that until I got kicked out on that. That shut down.
I'm sorry, I'm getting over a cold.
That's okay.
Actually, could I get some water? Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
Sorry about this.
No, that's all right. I don't know where I got these, but it's got my initial on it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Oh, I'm just copying the star.
Well, this crazy weather, you know, it's going to cause a lot of trouble.
Just waiting for it to get warm outside. So did you just work in the mills where they're doing the bedspreads?
Well, until after they closed, I went up to a nursing home. But on the three mills, I worked in a spinning room mostly.
What do you think about the products that you made?
Very nice. They are very nice.
They're very high quality. I heard a lot about the Bates Mills and the Bates Blanket.
Yeah. We worked hard. We were very hard workers. They won't find another bunch like us, I'll tell you that.
Do you think the hours were fair? The hours you worked?
You work 40 hours. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, because from the beginning, we used to have a half-hour break. You used to leave the mill and go and get something, lunch, or just go outside to smoke. We always stood in one place by the fence. And 1 year, it was like a holiday. And nobody went to work. And that day, a car went in the canal. And it went right where the whole spinning room used to stand. They would have wiped out the entire spinning room if we had been working.
Oh my God.
No, really. Because the people were unlucky, but I mean.
Did you get paid overtime?
Oh yeah, we worked overtime.
So the pay was fair.
For the textiles, they're not the biggest payers, no. They're not the biggest payers. We earned our pay. Yeah. We really earned it.
Did men tend
to? We were conscientious people. We liked our work. You know, we tried. We worked hard, but we enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
Did you think men tend to hold specific jobs and women hold
other
jobs?
Yes. Once in a while, we'd get a man spinner. Mm-hmm. But it's a different set of nerves. It's a nerve-wracking job. And men were good in doffing. They were excellent doffers. But on spinning, it's very rare that they stayed. We get a few, but they never stayed. They always went on to mostly doffing.
What's that? The doffing?
Doffing is after we fill up, we're the spinners, we fill up the bobbins. They come and they take them off and set us up for another go.
So what is, how do you spell that?
Doffing?
Yeah.
D-O-F-F-I-N-G, I think. I taught once for a while. I was a good teacher. Mm-hmm. I was a really good teacher. I may not have been the fastest, but I was a good teacher.
Well, that's always really
I taught quite a few spinners. I've got a few doffers. And I was good at it. I wasn't... They didn't keep me long on docking because I'm not quite fast enough. But I was able to teach somebody and they were fast.
Yeah. Do you feel that a particular ethnic group like Irish or French Canadian held a certain job?
As a matter of fact, when we were at Continental, the Canadians come down to work. They come down looking. You want some more water?
Oh, no, it's fine. Thank you.
A bunch of Canadians come down. And one of the girls, we were friends up until she died. See, they come here on, they call it the green card, mm-hmm. working permit. And we were friends up until she died. She was only 52. Wow. She was very nice people.
Do you think the French Canadians held specific jobs and the Irish held jobs?
No,
it was everyone just...
No. No, come on. This is hard labor.
Yeah.
You don't distinguish between nationality.
Not at all.
God. The only thing is, I used to get mad. When we sit on break there, the French, most of them were French. Not too many all English. I don't know if I was the only all English or what. But they used to tell jokes in French and then say the punchline in English. But I don't know what the joke was about because I didn't even speak French. That frustrated me a little.
That is really difficult.
Yeah. No. Everybody was the same.
How did you get your first job in the mill?
Well, I quit school from grammar school. I was not very good at learning, hot-headed. So, in that time, you did not stay home. You either went to school or you worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the mill, which was about the only employee, except for the stores. And at that time, you had to speak both French and English because there were so many French.
Wow.
So that let me out. I couldn't speak French. My aunt, though, the one that raised us, she's the real French frog. She could speak perfect English and perfect French.
Wow. She said, "Bet she got far."
Yeah. Well, her mother was French. I mean, as a matter of fact, she lived with us till she died, and we couldn't talk because I couldn't speak French and she couldn't speak English. So there was no communication between us.
How could you get promoted to a better position in the mill?
You don't. You bid on a job. If there's a job on the board, you sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be able to do it.
Yeah. What were the relations like between the workers?
I wouldn't say they held us in high esteem. But what's the point of going through that? We were good workers.
Yeah. Did you get along with the other workers, though, at the mills?
Did you get a lot of what?
Did you get along with, like, your workers at the spinner room and
stuff?
Well,
it's like a family. Yeah. They tell us their troubles. We tell them ours. You know, when you're there, it's strange. When you're there, you know, we're all together. But once you leave, you don't see them.
Really?
Yeah, it's like when you're in that world, you're in that world. But once you leave, it's gone. Except for a few years, we used to have a banquet every Christmas with all the spinners.
That's really nice.
Yeah. For a good many years, we had banquets every Christmas just to get together.
What were the banquets like?
Oh, it's just lunch. Going to Chickadee or some restaurant, you know. Exchange of gifts or something, you know.
How many spinners were there?
Oh, there's a lot of spinners. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of spinners. We had more than, I think, at least a dozen at the banquets. I mean, that's not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah, there's a lot of spinners.
How are the
spinners? You've got three floors of them in the mill. And it's a big floor.
We actually got a tour of one of the mills. I think it was Mill 6. And the old, we got to see the big room, and I never knew how large it was.
Oh, no. It's
unbelievable.
It's yeah,
it is. How was the relationships between the workers and the bosses? Did you get along with your supervisors?
Well, they gave orders, and you did your job. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they would pull little things on us, and we had to let them know where to put our foot down.
For instance?
Well, for instance, if you were supposed to run a job and he goes and he puts somebody else off, and it should have been you, you have to put your foot down and say, hey, that job should have been mine.
And that works.
As a matter of fact, one day, they did it to me twice. The second time there, the girls went in the office and because we stuck together and told them, hey, that's not right. So, okay, he says, next time. So I turn around and I said, no, now. Because they had all the paperwork, they got to change names and all that. So I said, no, enough is enough. I want to go now. That way they won't pull it again.
And it works? They won't fire you? Or you can
definitely
do that?
No, it was a closed union shop.
Mm-hmm. So those, there are many conflicts.
You have to be very, very bad to get fired. Not very many get fired. I'll say that for them. They rarely fired.
Mm-hmm. What were the working conditions like in the mill?
What were they what?
The working conditions.
You work. You work.
Were there any like health hazards or were the
well,
machines
the
dangerous?
The mill was always dusty. Yeah. I mean, they went through a period where we were going to wear masks. That didn't work out too good. I mean, you have to understand the spinning is walking a lot of freight. You're walking back and forth, back and forth, and it takes a lot of breathing. And if you're confined in a mask, it's very hard to do.
That's true.
Then the earplugs, some of them, they wanted earplugs. Earplugs was easier to take than the mask, I would say.
Was anyone injured? Were any of the workers injured?
Well, we got burns and scrapes, because those bobbins are going around fast, so you've got to grab them just right to pick them up. If you didn't grab them just right, you get burned. One day, we also get cut. I got a right-handed, so I got a cut, so I couldn't use it to piece up, but there's a thread you have to attach to another one. So I had to learn with my left hand very fast.
I couldn't imagine that.
Oh yeah, you learn fast. When you have to do something, you do it. You learn it fast.
Did you receive health insurance at all?
Oh yeah, they had good coverage.
Do you even have health insurance when you were 16, when you started working in the mill?
Well, you get it within, I think it's 30 days.
Oh, wow.
I won't say exactly, but, you know, you have to be working so much time to get it.
Did anyone get injured enough that they had to leave the job for, like, its period of time?
I can't think of anyone. There was one woman. She used her insurance a lot, and they did let her go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think they want you to work. Of course, they had a nurse station there, too, if you got hurt.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was a nurse station. If you something you felt uncomfortable while, you could go down, and she'd hand you a pill or take your blood pressure or whatever.
After the mills closed, what did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah, you worked in the nursing home, right?
When I first left, I think I went to the woolen mill.
And what time did Continental close?
Huh?
What time did Continental close? What year?
47.
47.
Oh, no. I started at 47. I don't know exactly. 47? 86? I'm trying to think. No, I don't know exactly. I really don't know exactly. Made it 47? 57? 61, I'm
61.
Sorry. 61 they called, because I got my first car, and right after I got my car, the damn place closed down. Every time I had changed my car, the mill shut down. It's a bad omen for me. Whenever I get something, it's gonna be a disaster.
And so you worked in the woolen mills, and then you went to the nursing home. You worked there.
Yeah.
Was it easy to find work after the mills closed, or was it hard?
Well, I was a year. After the last time, I was a year. Well, you see, they knew that we if. If we had a chance to go back to the mill, we'd go back. So they didn't like to hire you. So if somebody hires you, they expect you to work. As a matter of fact, I went to Clover for a while. When I first started, I went to Clover, and the mill called me back.
And Clover is the nursing home.
Yeah. And so I went back to the mill. I don't know for how long. And when that was going downhill, Clover needed somebody, so I was working a double shift. I worked 8 hours at the mill, and I had maybe a half an hour in between the mill and going to work at Clover. And I worked like that way for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's like working 2 8-hour shifts at that time. But then when it definitely close. I stayed at home. But I did work for two places at the same time.
That's a long work day.
Yeah, it's a long, it was two entirely different jobs from what you're doing at the mill and at clothes. I was in the laundry, though. Don't get me, I wasn't eating. That's hard work, too, though.
Yeah. I've asked you a lot of questions about the mills now, but I'm also interested in the Lewiston community during the time of the mills. So I'm going to ask a lot of questions about the Lewiston community as a whole.
We never had much to do with it as a whole. I mean, the mill and the people were what we were associated with. We didn't have time to associate other places.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You can't work 40 hours and then if you worked 8 hours overtime, I mean, you didn't have time to associate with anybody.
Did you work 5 days a week, 7 days a week?
Well, sometimes 7 days.
Mm-hmm. But mostly 5?
40 hours.
Where did people live in Lewiston?
Well, they had blocks here for a while, because they're gone now. There must be pictures of them where some people lived in the block. But a lot of them, they had homes. Like, and husband and wife both worked in the mill. The wife would work the first shift, the husband would work the second shift, and they would take care of the children, while the other one worked.
Did you, where did you live? In your house?
Yeah.
This house?
Yeah.
Because this is
I've
where
been here
your
since
aunt
I was 9 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know any of the women living in the boarding houses?
No. We used to have a garden. We used to have animals here. We had pigs, even a couple of pigs at one time. We had ducks, chickens. This was a real... I mean, and the garden, which we had to turn the soil over to plant, plus weeding. I mean, you don't have time to go flitting around.
No. Did the mill sponsor any organizations or sports leagues? You said you had the banquet.
We did have a bowling team at one time. A bunch of women don't get along too good.
The women didn't?
It was always fight.
How about the men and women?
No, it was always just women.
Just women. A lot of cat fights.
Well, not bad. I don't mean that, but, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. You have to be in a group to know there's always someone maybe wanting to make trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We had it for a while, but I don't say it lasted long.
Were you part of the bowling league?
Yeah, we did have bowling. Well, I wasn't allowed. I wasn't too good at bowling. I don't care for the big ones. I like the small ones. We used to have the small ones when they, you know.
But the candlepin bowling?
Well, I don't know what you call it. Small.
The small
balls,
the small pins.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
Yes. I don't like the big ones.
My hands are too small to use the big balls.
Really?
I can't do the big ones.
Oh.
I always have to do the smaller ones.
I don't know. I like the smaller. You can hold them.
No, I did too. Was your family, or are you part of a church?
Oh, I belong to St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick's?
Well, years ago, St. Louis up here only spoke French.
Mm-hmm.
And since I was English, we went to St. Patrick's. My uncle was Irish, by the way. His name was McCarthy. And he couldn't speak French either, so they went to St. Patrick's. So I was baptized there when I was 9, and... been there since.
Was religion discussed in the
Roman
mills
Catholic.
At all?
Huh?
Or was religion discussed in the mills?
No.
No?
No, 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 no. You were where you were. I mean,
you didn't mix the two.
Things that we didn't follow.
Yeah, no.
We did our work. Well, I mean, you were supposed to do your work. There wasn't a question of what you were.
Did so every Sunday you went to St. Patrick's though, and like religion did play a role in your life.
Well, yeah.
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 Did you ever feel, maybe not in the mills particularly, but did you feel that there was any ethnic conflict in the Lewiston community?
No.
Yeah.
No.
None.
No.
Do you?
This is only arising now.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Do you feel that there is now with the Somali community coming in? Or I'm not sure how much you've seen it.
Oh, well, don't get me started on that. I fight World War III here all by myself.
What do you think about Museum LA's mission to preserve the history of the mills?
Well, it's like a dinosaur to die. So if you want to know what we were, I suppose they need something to show.
If you portray one thing about the mill's life, what would it be?
If I preferred?
If you wanted to portray like one part of the mills and the museum, what do you think that should be?
Well, a little bit of each room, or what they did, you know?
Just kind of the heart.
I mean, you can't preserve something that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Although I guess that there is some mills in Augusta, it's in Augusta, only two, that has a mill still running. I don't know how many, there's not very many mills still running. It's, if you haven't lived it, it's very hard to explain it.
Yeah.
Because now everything is ethnic. There's no such thing as ethnic when you went to work. You know, you did your work or you didn't do your work.
Mm-hmm.
There was not no ethnic.
No, yeah, definitely. There's a lunch at the Museum LA. You've been talking to Rachel DeGrassi about this?
About what?
Have you been talking to Rachel on the phone? Rachel DeGrassi?
Oh, well, she just for an interview,
yeah.
That's all.
Well, they're holding a kind of banquet lunch at Museum LA that everyone's invited to.
Oh, well, I went.
Oh, there's another one for this project
one?
Specifically.
Heard about that.
It's on. I'll give you the date.
I know we had to call and make an appointment on this one to be there.
Oh, you don't have to do this one for this. It's on. Here, I'll write it down for you.
Well, for this here, I've already given it to them, whatever I had, pictures and that. I've already given it to them. They want to photo documents and all that.
Oh, okay.
You already did that?
Okay.
So I won't bother writing that out. And this year, you can sign your own interview. I don't know who you are.
Okay, here's the date for the lunch.
Whoops.
And if you need a ride, I'm sure you can always...
No, I got
okay, great.
Yeah. Maybe it's too well. It's this month.
Yeah, so it's coming up very soon.
Yeah, really.
Because
do we have to call?
No.
No? Oh, mm-mm. Okay.
So if you need any information, you can call everyone. Do you have any questions or about this project or final thoughts? About it.
I think it's sad that there aren't any more mills.
A lot of employment.
They had really good work, and we can't pass it down to any. Like I say, I taught the only thing I think that I did teach quite a few. I even taught some from abroad that came over somewhere in Latin America. I forget. And I taught them how to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe somewhere, he's teaching somebody what I taught.
Yep.
So that's your heritage right there. Harry taught someone, and they're off teaching somewhere else.
I think that.
But I think it's sad we don't have it here. Because who knows? Someday they may blast the kingdom come, and we'll need those mills. There won't be anybody here left to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be dead because we're the next dying breed here. You know, we're all over the hill and going down. There will be nobody to teach them. Going rag, right?
I think it's really important to do this. I'm glad they're doing the interviews in the museum.
Well, I thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for this interview.
Yeah.
It's great help, and
yeah.
It's really
that's good.
If you have any questions, you can always call.
No.
Okay.
No.
So.
That's all. She was born in August. I had one born in July and one in August. July got run over, I think. So all I got is August.
It's so in the nose.
Yeah. Oh, you should see my other guy. He's got a moose on her nose. I swear to you, a moose hair.
Is she around here?
See if I can find her.
Oh, I'd love to see her.
Yeah. A perfect one. You couldn't do better if you painted it on. It's a perfect one.
Very appropriate for Maine.
Beauty, where are you? Beauty?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, that's too bad because
I got a picture of her.
That'd
be great.
I was thinking of calling her moose, but you don't call a lady a moose.
It's great that you've lived here all your life.
Yeah. Well, that's my princess looking too. She's just gonna be mad.
Yeah.